It's Here and Now, broadcasting from Michigan Radio. So let's go to Dearborn. When you enter the Shatila Cafe in Dearborn, it's like entering a Middle Eastern bazaar. Voices from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Lebanon. There are Muslims, Christians. I see a Jewish man in a skullcap. There's a spacious seating area and rows of brightly lit glass bakery cases filled with extravagant pastries, eclairs, pastel-flowered cakes that look like elaborate church hats, and Middle Eastern fare.
We have kanafe and...
What's that?
Kanafe. It's like a traditional Middle Eastern breakfast item, but it's also a dessert. And we have, it's called mshabak and awema. They're like fried balls with syrup, like sugar-based. They're delicious.
That's Nara Shatila, who now runs the company her father Riyad founded after fleeing Lebanon's civil war in the 1970s. He passed away 3 years ago.
Wonderful to meet you.
We came to Shatila for the pastries, but also to see the presidential campaign through a Middle Eastern prism. We're joined by Osama Siblani, who also came to the U.S. to escape the Lebanon War. He publishes the popular newspaper The Arab American News and is disappointed in the elections.
It's very sad to see the kind of rhetoric that we have been hearing from the Republicans, at least.
Banning Muslims from entering the country, building a wall, is that...
It's worse than that. They're speaking about the sizes of their hands and their genitals. You know, I mean, just we are talking right now dirty.
We're also joined by Iman Abdulrazak, a young lawyer in a headscarf who was born and raised in Flint to Syrian parents. She's helping file lawsuits in Flint and says her friends think the campaign rhetoric is distracting from real issues.
A lot of the young Muslims that I know are heavily involved with the Flint water crisis, digging up the pipes to put in new pipes that are funded by private donations. And these are really serious issues. I mean, we're dealing with something in Flint that some people in third world countries don't deal with.
There's a lot of space.
Yeah.
If you want to sit like towards the back or...
I'd love for us to
whatever.
Gather around a table. We'll just go...
We sat down with Iman, Osama, and Nada, who don't agree on many things. Iman would like more U.S. intervention in Syria. Osama's paper endorsed Bernie Sanders partly because Hillary Clinton did intervene.
Hillary Clinton is responsible, unfortunately, for the destruction of Libya and in Syria.
What she's done as Secretary of State, backing the U.S. role in bringing down Muammar Gaddafi, you're nodding yes.
Absolutely. And now we have a failing state.
But Iman, in Syria, for instance, people were begging for help. But then if the U.S. becomes involved, there are those who say we shouldn't have gotten involved. You're nodding.
I think part of the difficulty with this whole thing is that there are always multiple opinions. And so my opinion might be different than yours, Osama. And I think it's fair to say that we can agree to disagree. But from talking to people who are within Syria, the number one thing they have been asking for is a no-fly zone. There needs to be a safe zone for civilians to go to.
Well, but you make the point, and not I'm going to come to you now, because this is your restaurant we're sitting in, your family's restaurant, and you make the point that we can't think of the Arab community in Dearborn or anywhere as one mind. How does that work, Nada, when all these different people who have come, even maybe from conflict zones where they've been on different sides of the issue, then come to your restaurant?
No, there's no problem at all. And, you know, that's part of the reason why I love our business and our community so much, because we have such an eclectic group of people that come in, Arab backgrounds, Syrians, Lebanese.
Shatila pastries don't have political affiliation.
Yeah.
They only deal with taste, and they're tasty, and people come here to eat and have a discussion, but they do not, you know, there is no politics inside those pastries.
Believe me, we're taking home quite a few. But you know, the concerns of Americans. You know, Americans who don't see themselves as Islamophobic, but they are concerned about ISIS fighters and beheadings. And their concern is that that's going to come here. Now, you would think that since some people in your community actually were the victims of those ISIS fighters, there might be that same fear. Iman.
Yeah, everyone has those same fears. When I'm looking and thinking about policy for Syria or policy about refugees, I'm thinking about that as an American first and foremost. And the refugees that are coming here are individuals that are fleeing the violence that is there. They are people who just want to have a safe life, want to obtain an education, who want to work.
And you don't worry about ISIS infiltrators, which is the concern.
And I think it's a fair concern, but the State Department has been doing this for decades, and the security clearance to get a refugee into the U.S. is very exhaustive. So the Syrian refugees that have come here, we're having no issues with them.
Nada, I saw you nodding.
You know, I would say that it's fair to say that people do get nervous, and Dearborn is such a, it's so mixed in terms of, you know, ethnicities and cultures. I mean, you see even people of, like, let's say, like, Caucasian background and Arabs and everyone all infused together and all getting along. I kind of wish that these values reflected around the U.S. community as a whole, and we all have the same basic values as one another.
Iman's nodding.
Yeah. And I think if we want to deal with extremism, we have to be sincere about wanting to deal with it. So last year, in 2015, there were 330 mass shootings, and six of those that were hate crimes or terrorist-related. Two out of those 330 involved Muslims. And it's unfair when we have, for example, the Bundy brothers take over a federal building for 40 days. We call them armed protesters in the media. No, no, that's not. If it was a Muslim, we would give them a very different name.
Osama, you discreetly took a sip of coffee.
Yeah, well, actually, we are very concerned about extremism that might come, and hit us in here and at home. But not only from ISIS. Look what's happening in what happened the other day in Kalamazoo. You know, the Uber driver who went out hunting, you know, people, innocent people on the street, killed six people. And also, three Muslims were shot dead, execution style, in Indiana the other day. So we have a problem. You know how much we are threatened here in Dearborn all the time? Every time something happens across the country or around the world that involves any Arabs and Muslims, we are being threatened here that somebody is going to come and F us up and all of this. So we need to start looking inward rather than outward. And the worst thing that ever happened, or the best thing that ever happened in this campaign, is showing how much extremism we have in the United States by people who are lining up behind Donald Trump and other, Republican candidates who are extremists in their views. I have been all my life a conservative. This person that's sitting across from you right now endorsed George W. Bush.
You mean you?
Yeah, yeah. So we are conservatives as society, but not that conservatism represented by Donald Trump.
Look, we were talking about here and Michigan, and a lot of people wonder, why Michigan? Now, we talked about the Lebanon Civil War, but is it true? I heard that the reason there's a community here in the first place is that Ford, you know, the great car maker, you say yes, met a Yemeni sailor and told him about the jobs in the car industry?
It's true. It is true. The reason that we have immigrants here from the Middle East, but particularly from Syria and Lebanon, is because of the auto industry. The Titanic, when it sunk, it took down with it 132 Syrians. People came here to work in the auto industry. Now, later, they became peddlers, selling stuff, and then they became grocery store owners. And they continued to work in Ford Motor Company, but less and less every day, because they're turning into lawyers, doctors.
You gesture at Iman, the lawyer.
Yeah.
Nada, just, you are second generation, right? It's your family that started the...
Yes, correct.
...the pastry store. Do you feel like you're the American dream?
I guess so. My dad was a very accurate reflection of the American dream. And, I have a lot of pride saying that he had a dream of building the first Middle Eastern bakery here, and he did it. You know, we ship all over the U.S. We ship worldwide.
I saw you nodding your head, Iman.
Yeah, so I think my father stayed in the U.S. because Bashar al-Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad, wiped out his entire city, including many of our family members who were killed. And same thing, this civil war, we've had many family members that have been killed. And we're very appreciative of what we have. And we want to help others achieve the American dream as well.
So, yeah, the American dream is alive.
Right.
The American dream will never die, will never, never die. No one can kill the American dream, not Donald Trump, not Marco Rubio, no, nobody. The American dream is bigger than all of these people, is bigger than everybody. Look, I came in 1976 on December 28th, landed in the United States, with $185 in my pocket with one-way ticket. I, for the last 31 years, I established the Arab American News. I met every president and secretary of state since then. This is a great country, and the dream is alive and is being realized every day. We love this country. This is our country of choice, so no one is going to be hurting this country from our community.
Osama Siblani, publisher of the Arab American News, he came to the U.S. during the Lebanese Civil War. We also spoke with Imam Abdul Razak. Her parents fled to Flint during a Syrian war. She was born there, is now a lawyer handling the Flint water contamination class action lawsuits. Nada Shatila owns Shatila, the pastry shop her late father founded after he escaped the Lebanese Civil War. If you go, the pistachio ice cream is thick and amazing, no air in it, and they ship. We'll have a link at hereandnow.org. And by the way, from Dearborn, we made a swing past Avalon International Breads in Detroit. It's a bustling sandwich shop, a sign of that city's recovery. We met Kim Connell from the Detroit suburb of Warren.
I was younger. I was raised not to go into the city just because it was dangerous and blighted, and there were a lot of problems here. But there's a lot of really good things happening down here. And as more people are discovering it and more money's pouring into the city, there's been so many positive changes. More people need to come see what's happening down here. It is very safe, and there's a lot of cool places to hang out.